to careless lovers who did the best they knew. Moved like gypsies from city to city, and so my loneliness grew. So my loneliness grew. Later, double major, so much I thought I knew. At graduation, I stood at the station. You were standing there too. You were standing there too. All these lives we leave to rust, well, I just don't understand. And all the plans we lay so carefully are gone so fast. Tattooed like a sailor, stood out like a full moon. And I held breathless at least 10 seconds. You had me more than you knew. You had me more than you knew. All these lives we leave to rust, well, I just don't understand. And all the plans we lay so carefully are gone so fast. Later, long hard labor, so much I'll never do. Born that summer to careless lovers, that's how I met you. That's how I met you. Thank God that I met you.
What a great way to start things off. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 269. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off with Math and Physics Club with the song Thank God I Met You. That's on the band's new album, Our Hearts Beat Out Loud, which came out back in December of last year on Matinee Records. The band used to say they're from Seattle. Now I think they say they're from the Pacific Northwest, which normally means somebody moved down to Olympia, but I can neither confirm nor deny that. That is a very solid album. It took a while to grow on me, though. At first, musically, it just didn't do a whole lot for me. Nothing sounded that exciting. But listen to it again and again and put those headphones on and get lost in the words, and you're going to find that, well, the themes are pretty similar. A lot of breakup, a lot of reconciliation, a lot of heartache. That's pretty much most of music, right? So anyway, give that a few chances, and I think you're going to find you really like it. Let's jump into something new here. I got a track here by Young Girls. This song is called Caroline.
Just 3 hours away. Why?
Wow, wow, and triple wow. I can't say enough great things about that band. That is Big Ups from New York City with the song Wool. That is on the album 18 Hours of Static, which just came out today, January 14th, on Dead Labor Records. That band sounds to me like many eras of DC music, from Minor Threat to Jawbox to Dismemberment Plan. They kind of combine it all together, and they make something that is just wonderful. Speaks to me in so many ways. That album is definitely the album of the year, so it's up to the rest of the year to someone else to try to, you know, knock that one off. We started the set off with Young Girls with the song Caroline. That is on the appropriately titled EP, which will come out January 28th on Austin Town Hall Records, band out of Houston, Texas, I believe. And a noisy little fun garage poppy thing there that is a little bit of fluff, but is still very enjoyable. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, play it for you, make you happy, keep you coming back week after week. And you're not here to listen to me talk, so let's go ahead and jump and do something else here. This is British Sea Power with the song Be You Mighty Sparrow.
It finally worked, and now I'm leaving. Never trap myself in nothing. I was told to keep an open-ended life, to never trap yourself in nothing.
My love, shine. shine.
Should I have warned you that I was going to change gears there? Sorry about that. We started that set off with British Sea Power with the song Be You Mighty Sparrow. That is a song from the soundtrack to From the Sea to the Land Beyond. Came out back in December of last year on Rough Trade Records. The band based out of Brighton in the UK, so of course very suited to a soundtrack, a movie called From the Sea to the Land Beyond. I believe that was a BBC movie, and I kind of like to see it based on the soundtrack, and I like the idea of a movie about the British seacoast. So if you've seen it, let me know. Is it worth tracking down? Let's see. After that, we played the Abbott Brothers with a song Open-Ended Life. That is from their album Magpie and the Dandelion, which came out back in October of last year on American Recordings, that North Carolina band. Disappointing me a little bit with that album. I was a big fan of the earlier stuff, and the last album had some songs that were just brilliant. This one, I had to listen to a number of times before I found a track that I really enjoyed. So that one, not doing so much for me. Sometimes that's how things work. And then we ended the set off with the Watson Twins with the song Circle. That is on the album Pioneer Lane, which they put out themselves back in September of last year. They are now based out of Los Angeles, I believe. Well, it looks like I'm about out of time, so let's get the business out of the way. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 269. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot going on because I'm just not going to be in town. I see on the 19th, you've got Panic at the Disco playing at the Uptown, and on the 28th, the Frankie Rose at Record Bar. Both of those kind of excite me just from a purely, voyeuristic point of view. February 8th, Reggie and the Full Effect are playing the Record Bar, and they're playing with somebody good, and I forget who that is, but I will be at that show. The 13th, Neutral Milk Hotel is playing the Uptown, or Tyvek is playing at Focal. I believe that's with Schwervon. The 14th, you've got Take Your Honey to Moonspell at the Riot Room for a little bit of metal. Looking forward, Communist Daughter, I think around the 9th of March, and I think that's going to be a house show at my house, so you'll probably want to be in touch with me to know where that's going to happen at. The 10th, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is playing the Bottleneck, and that one could be interesting. The 14th, Rotting Out is playing at Czar Bar. I forget what else is on that bill, but it's going to be good. I remember that. On the 17th, Foggin' Molly at the Uptown. It looks like I've got on the 31st of March, St. Vincent at Liberty Hall. And I know I think that one's sold out already. If not, it's very close to it, so you should probably pick up tickets. So not a lot I know about in Kansas City, but I should be back there in mid-February and giving you a much better concert calendar then. So let's go ahead and wrap things up here. I'm going to play one last track. This is by Ockerville River. The song I'm going to play is a cover. It's called It Is So Nice to Get Stoned, originally by Ted Lucas. I don't know much about Ted Lucas, kind of a singer-songwriter sort of the 60s and early 70s, I believe. I think he died sometime in the 90s, but other than that, I don't know much. You can find this on the band's Golden Opportunities 2, which is a kind of ongoing series of covers and odds and sods and whatever that the band releases for free on their website. I didn't know these existed until the third one came out in December, and I picked up all three, listened to all three, and picked a track for the podcast, and I really enjoy this song here. It's nice and meditative, and I think this edition came out back in November of 2011, so I'm digging back a bit, but all three of them are still available from the band on their website, so check them out. You can't really go wrong with Ockerville River, can you? All right, wrapping it up. Goodbye. We'll talk again next week.
It's so nice. It's so nice. It's so nice. It's so nice to get stoned and take take a load off of my